Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Welamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 29/2021 uPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
silohlelo lwethu othi Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund lapho idolobho eliqoqa khona abafisa ukunika abaduvekileyo njengoba kuyisikhathi sekhisimisi. Ngakho so namhlanje basiphile ukubana sinikeze izizalwane zakoBulawayo.
Ikansili yakoBulawayo lamhlanje isungule kusemthethweni isikhwama sokuhlanganisa izipho ezizakwabelwa abantu lenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo phansi kohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund.
Amaprovinsi wonke ayenza uzaphu akhona lapha sile diaspora. Idiaspora ikombina ikompresa i-America le-Europe le-South Africa ikona lapha lama 10 provinces aweZimbabwe wonke silawo lapha.
Uqalile umhlangano omkhulu webandla lezaphu we-Congress lapho kulabantu abambalwa abagoqela uMnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo, indodana kaMuyi uMnumzana Joshua Nkomo, abafisa ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla leli. Kule viki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculo omdumo we-Afro Soul uPatrick Nyawumwe odume ngegama lokuthi Trick Caesar. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ikansili yakoBulawayo lamhlanje isungule kusemthethweni isikhwama sokuhlanganisa izipho ezizakwabelwa abantu kanye lenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo phansi kohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund. Izolo inhlanganiso ezilishumilane zithweliswe izipho ezehlukeneyo phansi kwesikhwama lesi. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekoBulawayo.
Imizi ehlukeneyo yakoBulawayo elithumi lane yamukele ngenjabulo izipho ezawelwe phansi kohlelo lweBulawayo Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund zempahla ehlukeneyo kusukela kuzembatho ukudla lokuhlawulela ezemfundo. Ekhuluma ngesikhathi esipha izipho lezi, umsekeli kaMayor wakoBulawayo uCouncillor Mlandu Ncube ubonge amankampani athe apha loba kunzima ngesikhathi seCovid.
Silohlelo lwethu othi Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund lapho idolobho eliqoqa khona abafisa ukunika abaduvekileyo njengoba kuyisikhathi sekhisimisi. Ngakho so namhlanje basiphile ukubana sinikeze izizalwane zakoBulawayo. So sithanda ukubonga sibili sibonile amankampani amakhulu asinikezile. Sithi uNkulunkulu ababusize noma bekunzima ngeCovid kodwa babona kungcono bekukhumbule abanye abantu.
Okugcizelelwe umfundisi uDanisa Moyo olilunga lekomiti ebona ngohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund.
Uhlelo lwalamhlanje luphakamisile lakhulu umoya wami ukubona ama-donation amaningi kangaka banike ngesikhathi komile kangaka siphakathi kwale COVID efikileyo. Kodwa mbone ngendlela abaphakame ngayo basiza abantu, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Elinye ilunga le-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund udokotela Nothando Moyo unxome abelule izandla besipha.
Liyajabulisa kakhulu ukuthi abantu banike ngesikhathi izandla zimfitshane. So kuba kuhle ukuthi sihlangane ngesikhathi esinje, ngesikhathi sinika ukuthi sikhale. Ngesikhathi esiningi sikhala ngenxa ye-pandemic abantu bebhubha. So kuba kuhle ukuhlangana ngomumo onje obuhle.
Balabo abathole izipho ngaphansi kwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund ngabe ekuphumuleni geriatric nursing home bemelwe ngunkosikazi Simangele Ncube othe isipho sifike ngesikhathi esinzima.
Thabile kakhulu ngoba sibuye ngesikhathi ebesingacabangela, isikhathi esinzima. Sile impact kakhulu ku-budget yethu. So siyabonga kakhulu ngaleli langa langesipho lesi sisitholile.
Unkosikazi Sakhile Chuma Chakauya osuka eNtembeni Old People's Home uthi umsebenzi ubalula nxa bethola uncedo olunje.
Ngesipho lesi sisiphiweyo lapha ku-Mayor's Cheer Fund siyabonga kakhulu. Sibona ukuza siqhuba sibili sihambe lathi umanganyana ngoba kathe sisesibaningi silabo khulu abangu 30 sibe labo gogo abangu 21 bonke bayi 51 nomsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu kodwa nxa sincediswa indlela ibalolo iyahambeka.
Uhlelo lwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund lwenziwa minyaka yonke lapho amankampani apha izipho ezehlukeneyo ezisuka njalo ziphiwe wonke umuntu oswelayo kobulawayo. Lamhlanje isikhwama se-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund siqalile njalo ukwamukela izipho ezisuka kumankampani ahlukeneyo loZulu okuzathi kuphiwe njalo abanye abadinga usizo. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlo.
Uqalile umhlangano omkhulu owebandla lezaphu yowe-Congress lapho kulabantu abambalwa abagoqela uMnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo, indodana kaMoyi uDr. Joshua Mqabungu Nkomo, abafisa kungena esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla leli esake saphathwa ngumoyi uDr. Nkomo kanye loMnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Athe gwaqa namhla amalunga ebandla lezaphu eCentenary Park kobulawayo okwenzelwa khona umhlangano weCongress okumele wenziwe ibandla leli sakhokhelwa nguDabengwa. Wayengene esikhundleni sikaNkomo bathi isifohlile inkunzi ngoba kukhanya engani sebelosekelo olumangalisayo. UMnumzana Patrick Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sebandla leli, uthi abantu bavela endaweni ezijiyeneyo ezigoqela abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe.
Amaprovinsi wonke ayenza uzaphu akhona lapha sile diaspora. Idiaspora ikombina ikomprisa i-America le-Europe le South Africa ikona lapha lama 10 provinces aweZimbabwe yonke silawo lapha. Ama delegate aqala ukufika izolo efike office for registration le accreditation bafike kwaze kwasa eMashonaland East, Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland West, Manicaland zonke zifike ebusuku.
UNdlovu uthi bambalwa abafuna ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli.
Ama candidate ethu akhona contest ay presidency abalapha silosibangilizwe Nkomo, lo Bernard Magugu, lo Strike Mukanda. For the first time okokuqala kumbali ye-history yezaphu i-presidency is being contested. Nangensuku zabonkomo Mqabuko ayengakhontesti i-presidency, lo Dabengwa layikazanga akathole i-opposition. But okwakuqala i-Congress leyi with multiple candidates vying for the presidency. Ku-SG sinomthulisi Hanana owakhathesi akala muntu ongathi uququzelana laye ungani uzangena shuto kwahanana. I-TG usalo Picha Msebele, Picha Msebele okwafuna ukuququzela uba SG sebekhulumisene lo Hanana wangena ku-TG. Chairmanship silo Dlamini John Z Dlamini, Richard Kennel weZebra ukuba ngu-chairman, uvele Mat North sibe lo Mark Mbayiwa obe ngu-current TG ukuba ngu-presidential candidate. Kodwa sekudedele uSibangilizwe obambayiwa wathi ngwangcono abe ngu-chairperson.
Unkosikazi Thoriso Moyo owalwa impi yenkululeko uthi uyakuthakazelela okwenzakalayo.
IZipra lo nyaka imangalisile, ibuthene yazonana yabona ukuthi into yayo kasahamba ngoba abeza ubuhlungu iZipra ilethile izwe leli, then iyalethile izwe leli yalinika abantu ababesibalwela ukuthi sabakhululeke, but abasahambisanga ngendlela eyiyo. So we are coming back to take our positions in ZAPU so that iZAPU sifuna ivuke.
Omele abalwa impi yenkululeko bekubutho leZipra uMnumzana Ben Ncube uthi sebeyivuselela iZAPU.
Esikukhangeleleyo kuCongress yeZAPU lapha ukuthi abantu bedinge ubukhokheli obuza kwenza inhlanganiso iqhubekele phambili ivukebe njengesikhathi sikababa uJoshua Nkomo.
Ozakhethwa ukuba ngumongameli webandla lezaphu ukhangelelwe ukuba uzakhulumisana lohulumende ngezakhiwo ezahluthunwa nguhulumende kaMoyi uRobert Mugabe, zikoqela amapulazi, amahofisi lengwalo ezimumethe imbali yezaphu leZipra. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngingu-Gibbs Dube.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku-shortwave.
EZimbabwe inani lasebehloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19 lokhu lolu bhubhane lwaqhamukayo ngombimbitho nyakenye. Selikunkulungwane ezidlula ezilikhulu 132,880 okuguqela abantu asebephephe kulo mkhuhlane abazinkulungwane ezidlula ikhulu 127,596. Kwafa inkulungwane ezidlula ezine lengxenye 4,675. Kubika abogatsha lwezempilakahle. Ngunje sebeyizigidi ezedlula izintathu 3.3 million abantu asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 ukuthi abayizigidi ezedlula ezimbili lengxenye 2.6 million bahlatshwa wonke omabili i-first le-second dose. Imali edingakala ukunakekela imuli elabantu abayisithupha eZimbabwe ibiwa isikhuphuke okumangalisayo yaya kunkulungwane ezidlula amashumi amane 42,708. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokho kuphume embikweni owethulwe ngabeZimbabwe National Statistics Agency Zimstats kusitsho ukuba indleko edingakalayo isikhuphuke okwedlulisa amalawulo xa kuqathaniswa lenyanga ezisanda kwedlula. Imali leyi iphezulu kakhulu kuleholo lezisebenzi eziningi ikakhulu ezikahulumende ezifana lababalisi bona abahola inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu zamadola 30,000 RTGS. Ingcitshi ecubungula ezomnotho umnumzana Lubanondo uthi kumele kudingwe indlela zokulungisisa lesi simo.
Ukukhwela kwempahla lokho kuzenza impilo ibe nzima kumuntu nje, an ordinary person. Uhulumende uyakwazi ukuthi angakwenza njani ukuthi kulunge, kodwa uhulumende ukafuni. Singakhohlwa ukuthi ukuqansa kwempahla kwaqala ngo-2014 lapho kwaba khona le bond coin. Kuthozo kufakwe i-bond note ngo-2016 izinto dlaze yaqala ukudura-dura lalamuhla intengo lokhu siyaphezulu.
Uqhubeke ethi uhulumende nxa engathathanga amanyathelo kuza kuba lomonakala omkhulu kwezomnotho eZimbabwe.
So kunzima nje ukuthi abantu baphile ngoba ukukhwela kwangikhona akuhambelani futhi loholo lwa nxa kuyukuthi bayasebenza ngoba inengalisebenzi. So impilo iza kuba nzima. So icebo esingalitsho kuhulumende ukuthi ufake imali kadinga ekho necessary ukuthi sibe layo.
Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yababalisi e-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union ATUS umnumzana Themba kuye moyo uthe bathwele nzima kulesi simo somnotho.
Thina njengababalisi esiyisebenzi kahulumende kuyasethusa lokhu ngoba iholo esiliholayo kathesi lincane kakhulu nxa siqhathanisa lentengo lezidingo ezifunakalayo ukuthi umuntu anakekele imuli yakhe.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngesinye isisebenzi seHarare umnumzana Tinashe Makombe.
Atshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe ngikhona sizohawula. Ngoba le mali ekukhulunywa lapho sesikhanyela lokuthi abantu abayi-6 hhayi akulobu nzima sibili esibukhanyeleyo la. Abantwana bethu siyabazwela nje ngoba bazathola nzima ngalokhu esilakho. Hhayi ha, sicela ukuthi akuvume uhulumende asibonise la ukuthi engayenzani ukuze sikwanise ukuthi sihlangane lobunzima lobu kwanise ukuthi siphathisane laye.
Incitshi kwezomnotho zithi ukukhuphuka kwentengo kubangelwa yimikambo yokuthenga lokuthengisa imali emibili ethi esemthetheni webhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe lalowo olesilinganiso esiphethwe kabili ongekho emthethweni. Imizamo yokuthola umbono kahulumende yehlule ngoba baphathi intambo bakahulumende basemhlanganweni webandla leZANU-PF. Uhulumende uthi uzabupha abantu bonke abathengisa imali emkambo wensitha kodwa kakula okuningi osuke kwenzakala ngoba iziphatha amandla zikahulumende lazo zibikwa ziphatheka kulo mkambo. IZimstat iveza ukuba imali edingakala ukuba umuntu oyedwa aphile kunyanga kamfumfu ibizinkulungwane eziphezu kwezinhlanu 5092 ikhuphuke isuka unkulungwane ezingamashumi amane 4734. imali yokukhuphuka kwentengo ngale nyanga kamfumfu ibe ikusilinganiso sokudlula isithupha ekhulwini 6.4%, sisuka kokuphoze kufike kokuhlanu ekhulwini 4.73% ngenyanga edluleyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela isimo sokumelana le-COVID-19 kanye lokuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu ijekiseni yokuzivikela kuleli gciwane. Abe-MDC Alliance bathi sebelobele inhlanganiso yomanyana wamazwe omhlaba ye-United Nations incwadi bekhonona ngokuthi isithunywa salomanyano unkosazana Helena Doan uqhube uphenyo oluphezu kwezitshenziso zenotho ezetheswa abanye abe-ZANU-PF eyamele igcele. UDoan wethule impumela yophenyo lwakhe izolo ekhuthaza elemelika leleBrithani ukubana esule izitshenziso lezi ngoba ziphazamisa impilo kaZulu makhaza. Kodwa umsekeli omkhokheli we-MDC Alliance uMnumzana Thindai Bithi utshele intathelizindaba namhla ukubana uDoan uveze sobala ukubana uyamele kucelele kahulumende emhlanganweni abawenze laye ngolwesithathu ngoba ubengabavumeli ukwethula imbono yabo bekhululekile. Ngokunjalo Bithi uthi uDoan kafakanga imbono yabo ngezitsheziso lezi kugwalo alwethule izolo. Abe-MDC Alliance bathi kabavumelani lokumunyethelwa ugwalo lolo okugoqela udaba lokuthi izitsheziso zenza kube lenkohlakalo elizweni lokuthi zidala ukubana eleZimbabwe lehluleke ukuboleka imali emabhanga omhlaba. Untungamile Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxele uhlaziya ezombusazwe uMnumzana Evidlela Ncobe ngalolu daba.
Benza kahle kakhulu ukuthi babhalele i-United Nations bafake isikhalazo sokungaziphathi ngendlela efanele kuka-Special Rapporteur uDoan. Ngokuba nxa ngabe ngesingawe ubona engaziphathanga ngendlela eveza ukuthi uzimele kathathe ihlangothi, ulelungelo lokuthi ubhalele laba abaphezu kwakhe abaqhashi bakhe ukubeke kucace ukuthi hayi kangisuthise ngesithunywa lesi sibuye sazothatha uhlangothi lweZANU-PF ubuye vele engumuntu ozobhala lokho okufunwa yiZANU-PF. Ngakho-ke okunye nje lokhu kuhlangana labo-MDC le-Civil Society lani bese kuyikugcwalisa nje ukuthi kubonakale sengathi uconsultile, but njengalokho abanye bekubona kubonakala sengathi ubevele sele scripti sakhe esipheleleyo esokugcwalisa lokho iZANU-PF ehlala ikukhuluma ukuthi ama-sanctions iwadilize ilizwe kalidilizwa yi-corruption lokubuswa kwabi kwelizwe.
Yona i-United Nations kumele iluphathe njani lolu daba?
Singakhohlwa ukuthi uyi-special rapporteur lo oze lapha ungaphansi kwe-Human Rights Council ye-United Nations kulugatsha olungaphansi kwe-Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights okuyinhlanganiso ye-United Nations ekhangelene namalungelo abantu umhlaba wonke jikelele. Ngakho-ke nxa ngabe sekufikile isikhalazo izakhangela lokho okuthiwa phecelezi ngama-merits akhona kusiya ngokuthi bendlale ubufakazi babo lesikhalazo sabo ngendlela enjani abe-MDC Alliance. I-United Nations isengathatha amanyathelo okuhlolisisa ukuthi iqiniso kambe lingaphi kulokho okubekwa ukuthi ukwenzile umama obethunyelwe kuleli lizwe uDoan. Base besiya phambili-ke kodwa bazayiphendula i-MDC batsho nxa befuna njalo ubufakazi obunye ukuthi kuye phambili. Kodwa kakho umuntu ongavika alivikwa licacile lokuthi umama uze vele ezwakala ukuthi uhlangothi ulohlangothi ame phezu kwalo luhlangothi lweZANU-PF kazanga ohlangothini lwabantu beZimbabwe ukuthi azokuza ukuthi kambe bona bathini bathi baphethwe njani nxa kuqathaniswa nama-sanctions. Ngokuba there are two sides, kule side leZANU elithi ama-sanctions adilizwe, kule side labantu beZimbabwe bathi iZANU iyedilize ilizwe nge-corruption lokubusa kabi. Ubefanele alilalele lolo side.
UMnumzana Efihlela Ncube ngocubungula ezombusazwe. Kusenjalo elemelika namhla likulandule ukubana izijeziso elazithisa amalunga eZANU-PF yizo ezibulala umnotho welizwe. Umeli wemelika ku-United Nations unkosikazi Linda Thomas Greenfield utshele intathelizindaba namhla ukubana ukungabuswa kuhle kweZimbabwe yikho okubulala umnotho, hatshi izijeziso lezi ngoba ziqondiswe ebantwini abalutshwana abephula amalungelo oluntu. Kodwa isikhulumeli seZANU-PF uMnumzana Mike Bima utshele iStudio 7 ukubana njengokutsho kukaDoan izijeziso lezi zithwalise nzima abantu makhaza. Direct from namhlanje wethi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wokwele Melika.
Elemelika libika ukuba likhathazekile kakhulu ngodlame lokulwisana olulokhe luqhubekela phambili ngenyakatho yele Ethiopia. Kuphuma imibiko yokuthi isigodlo sesabelo seTigray esemekele kulokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu ucuku oluqondiswe kuZulu walumango ngabebutho ele Ethiopian National Defense Forces, abebutho lakwele Eritrea ele Eritrean Defense Forces, abohlobo lwe Amharic abalwisa kwele Eritrea abe Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, lamanye amaqembu lamabandla abalwisana kuleso sigaba. Siyakusola kakhulu ukuhlukuluzwa kukaZulu ongahlomanga. Ngakho ke sikhuthaza amacele wonke akulokhu kulwisana lokufuthelana ukuthi bahloniphe amalungelo abantu, alandele imithetho yamazwe omhlaba elawula ukulondolozwa kokuthula. Kusho isikhulumeli sogatsha lobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba, umnumzana Ned Price. Uqhubeke ethi siyavumelana nalo nobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba, UN Secretary General, kanye lenkokheli yamazwe abensundu e-African Union, ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi kudingwe isombululo sokulungisisa ingxabano edale umonakalo osemhlubulweni wangenyakatho yele Ethiopia. Sikuthaza uhulumende kwele Ethiopia kanye labebandla ele Tigrayan People's Liberation Front ukuthi kumele bakhulumisane nomlotha, bahlale phansi bakhulumisane, badinge indlela yokulungisisa ingxabano yabo ngomlomo hathi ngodlame. Ukuqonga kwemibiko yezehlakalo zodlakela kanye lokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu osokwenzakala sokudinga ukuthi amazwe omhlaba aphatheke njalo, ahluzisise edinga indlela zokuqeda lodlakela. Uqakathekile ukuthi amacele wonke alwisanayo avumele uphenyo lwamazwe omhlaba ukuncedisa ukuthi enelise ukuhlala phansi akhulumisane. Sikuthaza ikakhulu uhulumende wele Ethiopia ukuthi avumele abaqhuba lolu phenyo ukuthi bafinyelele ingatsha zakhe zonke ukuze benelise ukuphuma lamacebo okuqeda lodlakela. UPrice uqhubeke ethi sikhangelele ukwethulwa kombiko ovela kwabe commission ebona ngamalungelo lo oluntu enhlanganisweni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-UN High Commission for Human Rights ngesimo sokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu okwenzakale esigabeni se-Tigray kanye lempumela yophenyo lwe-commission e-Ethiopian Human Rights Commission. Sikhuthaza njalo ukusebenzelana kwama-commission lawa enhlanganiso yamazwe abensundu afana le-Commission of Inquiry of the African Union kanye le-Commission on Human and People's Rights. Ucine ngokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi kudalwe isimo esimgceke sendlela yokudinga ukuthi ngobani abephula amalungelo abantu nxa bengafunyanywa belecala bajeziswe, okulakho ukupholisa amanxeba njengendlela yokulondoloza ukuthula kuleso sigaba.
Belilalele edabeni oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika. Woza Friday leviki silomculi womdumo weAfro Soul uPatrick Nyawumwe odume ngegama lokuthi Trick Caesar, yena osebenzela ekobulawayo. Asizweni ke exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Vanda.
Nabunja, awenza, kulubana duze. Be amici, umnando goze zila kola kuluba. Umnando goze zila kos. Skokwe, skokwe, ikanyi nyango, titi se laba tagauti. Wazi tenge saba singli, zabizos ga amgela.
UTrick Caesar legama aliphiwa ngabantu ngoba esakhula wayethanda ukuqila abanye, kodwa abuye abasize njalo bengaboni udlala ngengqondo zabo. Sizwe kancane ngembali yakhe.
Ngizalwa ngumama uK Moyo ovela ePlumtree, ngikhulele khona kuBulawayo. Ngifunde eRangemo Primary School, eMgoqo Primary School, ngifunde eMandwandwe Secondary. Ngase ngiqala ke imusic, ngaqala incane kodwa ngirelease my first public record ngo-2017, Levelocity Records. Hey. Ah, yeah.
Kukhona abamenza wazizwa esiba lemfutho ukuthi angene kwezomculo.
Ngandlalela kakhulu umculo lo wabathi R&B ezothando. Ngakhula ngilalela iBoyz II Men labanye abaningi. Ngase ngikhuthazwa ikakhulu uKelvin Lomuzi ababehlabela ingoma leziyana uma ufuna. Izingoma ke ezangi-inspirayo ukuthanda ingoma zothando.
Ngothando kakhulu uTrixiza, wona umculo wakho ubiza uthini?
Umculo engihlabelayo ngawupha ibizo elithi inxele ngenxa yokuthi awujwayelekanga nihlanganisa izinto eziningi ezingahlanganiyo. Izinto amadoda amaningi angakhulumi ngayo, like ethandweni ukuthi baqanyule inhliziyo labo abakhulumi.
Sesithiwa isikhathi, balaleli abafuna ukucindezela eyabo imculo bengakuthola ngaphi Trixiza?
Nangitholakala eVelocity Records, istudio lesiyana esiseduzane leze Power Plant koBulawayo. Nangingu-producer, ngi-sound engineer khonaphana. Ngiyakwanisa ukuncedisa abaqalayo labanye abafisa nje urekhoda umculo ohambelana lwami. Ku-Facebook ngitholakala ku-Trixiza, kumbe Carl Bista, kumbeli asidinga kupage leVelocity Records.
Umdubo lo ubiza Nxele Music. Uyathoba ucula nguTrixiza ongiyebe sikhonselayo kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Libe nemplaso nemnandi igabramu eza Jesus Banda. Bye bye.
Kulobana duze Bimisi Umnando gozizi la kolo kluba Umnando gozizi la kos Skokwe skokwe Kanyinyango titi Was it in your summer scene? The visuals got on the land of a mean now. Zego Beppa got Zog Shadow and Zog Shadow and
Singekehlukani izihlobo, wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Ikhansile yakoBulawayo lamhlanje isungule ukusemthethweni isikhwama sokuhlanganisa izipho ezizakwabelwa abantu lenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo phansi kohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund. Uqalile umhlangano omkhulu webandla lezapho owe-Congress lapho kulabantu abambalwa abagoqela indodana kamoyi uDr. Joshua Nkomo, uMnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo, abafisa ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla leli. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday besilomculi umdumo we-Afro Soul uPatrick Nyawumwe odume ngegama lokuthi Trixiza. Silugqibeke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo Praxitus Jeremiah ngesithi libe lempelasonto elithukela. Abangenelisenga ukuzwa iindaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voaindebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.